But I want to bring in James O'Connor, Fianna Fáil TD. He's the youngest member of the Dáil, and he's also a member of the Transport and Tourism Committee. James, you're in our Cork studio. Good afternoon to you. What did you make of the way young people were treated this week?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot to be said in relation to the state's response to how we are handling the pandemic. But I think if we look at international best practice around the issue of antigen testing and indeed the opportunities that we have to utilise it, I think comparing Ireland to Denmark, which is a country with a similar population to ourselves, with actually a lower vaccination rate to Ireland, they're at 43% in first dose compared to 61% here in Ireland. And within Denmark, they have provided the population of 5.8 million people with the capacity for 500,000 antigen tests per day, in addition to 200,000 PCR. And they have far greater access to services within their own economy at present in comparison to us here in Ireland. And as the youngest member of Dáil Éireann, as Fianna Fáil's youngest TD as well, I want to be complimentary to my own colleagues within the parliamentary party who have been fighting hard to see the utilisation of antigen testing. And as a member of the Oireachtas Transport Committee, particularly in the context of aviation, I do have to say that I think it is critical that we start to use this as a tool in our battle against COVID-19 and indeed against future variants, as Deputy Murphy correctly identified in her earlier contribution.
You've also, James, raised a wider concern about how your own party is connecting with young people. What's the issue?
Well, first and foremost, I think in the context of COVID-19, I am, of course, very glad to see what is happening in Kilmainham today around, you know, pilot events around music festivals being run. But personally, I feel that in the context of antigen testing and the opportunity for test events to take place, such as having, you know, sports matches with 25 or 50% capacity in our stadiums, I feel this is something that we should have been doing long before now. And I do think there's still an opportunity for government to look at these into the future to allow us to live alongside this virus.
Did you tell your parliamentary party this week that Fianna Fáil was becoming irrelevant and toxic to young people?
I think it's quite important to say that what happens within our parliamentary party is confidential.
Okay, but do you hold that view? It's outside of the parliamentary party then, can you tell us? Do you believe that Fianna Fáil is becoming irrelevant and toxic to young people?
Look, I will be quite honest. I think that it was a very robust meeting. There was a robust exchange of views within the parliamentary party this week and by many other of my colleagues. And I do feel that Fianna Fáil must do more to address the concerns of young people. As the youngest member of Dáil Éireann and indeed the youngest TD elected to Dáil Éireann in a number of decades, I feel that young people's voices in government decisions at present and indeed within the Oireachtas need to be taken, I think, more seriously. And I think that we have to be more conscious of it, particularly ahead of the return of higher education later in the summer and into the autumn, and also in the context of the fact that we must remember that young people have lost out a year and a half and nearly 2 years by the end of this situation, hopefully, of very critical moments in their lives.
Is there a specific problem though in Fianna Fáil and how Fianna Fáil treats young people and deals with them? I mean, it was reported in a newspaper, two newspapers this week, that you raised this very vocally at your parliamentary party meeting, and that afterwards you were confronted by another member of your party in relation to all of this. Is that the case?
Look, I think it's important for me here to clarify that, you know, parliamentary party meetings are quite passionate. They're important mechanisms within a parliamentary democracy, and Ireland is no different and Fianna Fáil is no different. And I did exchange my personal feelings and views as to where we stand at the moment with public. It's not just about the party, it's about government and all three parties within government and the decision-making process around how we are living with this virus. And that has been correctly identified by my colleagues on the panel here today within cross-party committees like the Oireachtas Transport Committee.
It's also, James, reported that when you did exchange your views, as you said, with the parliamentary party, that there was a confrontation afterwards with another member of your party. And as a result, or following that confrontation, that you left the convention centre where the Dáil was sitting, and you didn't vote on an amendment to the Land Development Agency Bill. Is that the case?
Well, I want to say, look, I said what I had to say. It stayed within the dressing room as it should, and I would like to categorically say, in
but
my
it
terms
didn't
of my
stay
own
within
position,
the dressing room though, because you left the convention centre and didn't cast your vote. I mean, can the government rely on your vote now?
Of course they can. Of course they can. And I just want to say, I think it is absolutely crucial, Justin, that young people's voices are heard within Dáil Éireann, that are heard by government, and that is what I intend to continue to do, as well as other constituents within my own constituency in Cork East. And and it is an honour and a privilege to be a member of the Dáil at the age that I'm at. I am aware of the huge responsibility that is on me, but from my point of view as the youngest member of the Oireachtas, I think there are very serious issues in front of my generation, indeed the generations in front of me, in relation to the housing crisis, in relation to COVID-19 and the impact that will have on our growth and our development.
Indeed.
And their views that I wish to relay to my colleagues, and I did so at the Parliament.
You did, and just one final point, that on that, the Daily Mail is reporting today that the Taoiseach was in your constituency yesterday and that you weren't invited along to an event he was attending there and that it was a snub to you. Do you see it that way?
Look, I obviously, in any case, when the head of government arrives at the constituency, it is nice to receive an invitation. Look, I'm not put out by it at all. In fact, I was actually supposed to be attending an event with the Taoiseach today at this current moment in time with other government colleagues in his own constituency. But no, I won't be replying on that particular matter. I think there are far more important issues before the people of Cork East and indeed the country at the moment. We're going through this pandemic. It has been extraordinarily difficult for the people of Ireland. And I very much am encouraged by the very positive news this week in relation to the 1 million new vaccinations arriving from Romania and the difference that will make in terms of tackling the Delta variant.
Okay, I want to ask the Minister about what you've said there, James. I mean, Minister, are you concerned that there's internal dissent now starting to ferment and bubble up within among government backbenchers, people like James, who are raising their own concerns vocally about the way young people are being treated by this government?
I think internal dissent is usually very, very positive and healthy. And I wasn't aware of any of that. I found that quite entertaining to listen to, whatever happened at the parliamentary party meeting and was leaked by journalists. I think it sounds like gossip and tittle-tattle to me. And I'm not particularly concerned. Concerned wouldn't be the word, no.
David, nothing like that ever goes on in your parliamentary party,
never,
does it?
We all get a front row seat every week in relation to the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party meetings.
Don't get that involved. Sinn Féin parliamentary
absolutely
meetings,
not, yeah. Because they are confidential
military
meetings.
Discipline.
But if I could just make a wider point, I don't want to focus on Fianna Fáil because, you know, that's a matter for them. I do believe there is a disconnect between the big parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and young people. And what we need to do is, if we're really serious about supporting young people, we have to look and listen to what their issues are. This government especially has done nothing for young people in relation to housing. That's the big issue. They're the very people who are paying high rents, the very people who are locked out of any option, any possibility of owning their own home. We've had an absolutely scandalous housing crisis for far too long. And then when you look back over the last year in terms of the pandemic, a lot of finger pointing, it has to be said at times, when it came to young people, and not a recognition that they've been through an awful lot. Young people, in my view, have sacrificed a lot. They've been leaders as well during this pandemic. And I think there's been far too much finger pointing. And I think the straw that broke the camel's back was the possibility, and I hope it doesn't happen, that we would have some sort of two-tier reopening where young people would be left behind. I think that is not good for social cohesion.
Is that a concern you'd have as well, Verona?
The issue I have is a concern for the whole of the country based on government's reactionary instead of proactiveness. Now, NPHET have consistently said that antigen testing should not be used. Government have not questioned that, even though the whole of Europe are using it.
Well, in fairness, the task force has been set up now to look into
Now, Justin, we're in the month of July. This was mentioned last July. Mm. Last July 2020, when we were heading into the third wave, nothing has changed except that we have rolled out over 4 million vaccines and we're still outliers. I spoke to a publican last night who has his stock in. He will pay his VAT like it's due at the end of July, regardless of opening. The cabinet doesn't have one single practical element to it when they make these decisions. They are not understanding of the suffering that's been caused. Young people's lives turned upside down. Everybody's communions, confirmations cancelled in the media with such disrespect from the Taoiseach. It was unbelievable. And that wasn't just the communions, confirmations. It pertained to the hospitality. People won't go back to work in the hospitality industry simply because it is now evolving as one of the most unstable industries. If we can't have a date for reopening that just keeps going on to delay, they'll find jobs elsewhere. They'll find stable jobs. We depend greatly on hospitality and tourism.
I want to move on.